god of hellfire, and I bring you
fire.
I'll send you to burn.
When they go low, we get high.
Fire.
The Devil's Advocates.
I'll take you to learn.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. I want to thank my last fine guest. He's all fired up. He's Kirk Bankston, the Minocqua Brewing Company and Minocqua Brewing Company Super PAC proprietor. And they rolled out new federal lawsuits trying to block Rojo and Tom Tiffany and Scotty Fitzgerald. All the favorites. All the best Republicans trying to ban them from the ballot because they all conspired to undertake a coup d'etat against the president of the United States. And according to Kirk in the lawsuit dropped in the federal courts in Chi-Town today, they also purposefully misinformed the public to help perpetrate the larger big lie. It was a conscientious act, a malicious act. So anyways, we'll see how that goes. But it is a different method that's being taken through the federal courts than the state Wisconsin Elections Commission route that was used with Madison Cawthorn in North Carolina.
I just want to point out that however this goes back and forth, these people are objecting to the elections they themselves were elected in.
Yeah, but I'm sure it's not the people from my constituency. It's just those that voted for Joe Biden and all those dead people.
It would be amazing if they had any proof of that whatsoever.
I heard they had 110% turnout at all the nursing homes in Milwaukee.
That's amazing. Would you care to maybe proffer any sort of proof of whatsoever?
No, I have no investigation. I mean, we've learned this. We're kind of being snarky smartasses back and forth.
Yeah.
But here in the state of Wisconsin, these investigations we reference, led by former corrupted Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman, kind of rolls off the tongue these days. I mean, this investigation is a sham of the worst sort. It's being funded by the taxpayers. He's already rolled out his report. I mean, his conclusion, you know, decertify the election, roll back the electoral college count. And I offer you not one scintilla of evidence of any wrongdoing whatsoever. The math I offer as supporting evidence is truly inflated and implausible. But, you know, do what I say and, oh, yeah, give me a new contract. And, oh, yeah, there's some rulings that have come down on the, you know, the documents. Did you see that Speaker Robin Voss, who sort of, you know, okie-dokie this whole ruling? Speaker Robin Voss was ordered by Remington in the Dane County and the Madison courts today to produce emails and text messages, even those that he deleted prior. It's almost like he tried to wipe his server.
Funny how that works.
But, you know, the internet, it never forgets.
No,
and
it does not.
There are probably registered digital footprints of all those records. Anyways, we'll get to them. Might take us a little bit longer, but I can't wait to see the actual receipts behind the non-investigation and the conspiracy theory fiction. Because according to the judge, if you look real hard, there's absolutely no there. They didn't even bother investigating. This is all just, you know, whatever Gableman says it is what it is.
You know what it is? It's some pretty good office furniture for, you know, a semi-permanent situation.
Hey, buddy, I got you a nice big chair. Gableman's
I like
big
it.
Fella.
Great.
He
That's
probably
great.
Needs a nice plush chair.
Yeah, but we plan on being here for a long time. He was supposed to have wrapped up at, like, what was it, October, and then
December,
and then last month, and then he's still there.
Fancy Barry, and I want to share with you and our fine audience, while there's time in this segment, you can always be a part, though. Join us, 844-967-2789. Got a little press release. Wisconsin citizens demanding election integrity. My bad. WCDEI is what they call themselves. And here is what they write, a little missive to Republican members of the Wisconsin State Assembly and Senate. And when I first started reading, I had to do a double take because I didn't quite understand the nature of their message. But I think I do now, and I want to share it with you. As citizen leaders determined to restore honesty and integrity in Wisconsin elections, we have two crucial questions for you. Again, sent off to the Republicans in the legislature. On which side of history do you stand? And second, will you now personally act to decertify Wisconsin's fraud-ridden 2020 general election results, or will you opt to go down with a quickly sinking ship of corruption? So which side of history are you on? The side of fiction? And are you going down with the sinking ship of corruption, or will you vote and somehow register your support for overturning the Electoral College count from 2 years ago?
I'll have the fish, please.
Decide now. Your seat at the state capitol and your personal reputation now both hang in the balance. Our patience with stalling and dismissal have evaporated, and we are not alone. The mechanics and irregularities of Wisconsin's November 2020 general election should have raised your eyebrow from the start as the months have passed, more like years. The known corruption and illegalities plaguing that election have become so pervasive that the only way to ignore them is willful blindness. Go blind yourself. It's been known for well over a year that the Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and then Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald illegally signed off on the placement of hundreds of statutorily prohibited drop boxes. They're calling out the legislative leaders and the guy that now serves in the Congress that's being charged as being part of the big lie conspiracy, the coup d'etat. But anyways, I read on. They signed off on illegal drop boxes that these two leaders, air quotes, ignored all proper legislative process and decided state election policy on their own. It's constitutionally and legally repugnant that your silence and lack of action ultimately permitted Voss and Fitzgerald to get away with this clear violation of state law is worse. And it goes on like this. There's more. You know, in the old attitude, you know, the enemy of my enemy somehow becomes my friend. I'm starting to like this group. We're going to share more of this. Wisconsin citizens demanding election integrity, or as they call themselves, the WCBEI. Fight, fight, fight.
I can't. It's so stupid.
At least it's strongly written. You know, they got a little fire in their belly. We'll come back. We'll share some of that fire. We'll get it lit. 844-967-2789.
Hey, you want to get high, man?
I have never been more excited about anything that I get to have gotten the chance to work on.